got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. Hi, Stars fan. This is Alex Ranger, and you're listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Exchange Street, Dundee.
Hello, and welcome along to episode 147 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Senior, a quick turnaround again with a later episode last week, and they're back to our normal time slot of this week. How are you?
I'm good, Junior. Early shift this week. Something is in roundabouts, is it? You know what I mean? Like an early shift because you finish early, but hate an early shift because you're fucking up at the back of four. But anyway, it is what it is, and it's only 3 days. Day two will be tomorrow, then day three, and then it'll be a weekend again.
Did you get a message today for certain someone in Italia?
I did. The legend texted me. Well, he sent us a message.
Did he also send you a message saying that your old boy can now fuck off calling me out?
No, he just, I think we're speaking about JD here, by the way.
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Right, okay then. So
the boy you called it last week.
Honey.
Fucking hell, you call him out every week. Mr. Riley.
Oh, right, no. I had messages for him last week, but I've not had much this week. But I did get a video sent to us by none other than the legend himself, Mr. John Dolan.
Have you seen that on his fucking Instagram?
Well, see, I didn't hate Instagram. I couldn't even tell you what fucking Instagram is. The last thing that fucking, not only care what instant copy is, but I take it JD's at the Olympics, and he was at the Germany game.
Yeah,
we cheering on Mr. Dreisaitl.
Yeah, well,
is Mr. Riley true though?
What?
Yeah, is the rumor true though that Dreisaitl asked JD for his autograph?
I believe so.
That's what I heard.
He said that he went up to him and said, "I believe you're the Dundonian Ovechkin." So he had to go and get his autograph and all that as well. Mr. Riley messaged me today just saying, "Your old boy can now fuck off calling me out." He sent me two pictures of my boy, didn't he? Standing just feet away from him. Eric Carlson.
Right, so.
Bastard.
He sent you a photo with him standing feet away from Eric Carlson. It's not really the same as standing and getting your photo took with Eric Carlson, is it?
Oh, he's got a job today. He's fucking standing waiting about with a fucking silver tray in his hand with drinks on it for the press.
Nah, I'm not having it. And if Riley's listening, I'm not having it.
And then after that was Gabriel Landeskog.
Right.
I'm saying it correctly now because obviously all their wee videos that have been going online, which is fucking hilarious. Have you seen them? Their name pronunciation. Obviously, they did it for Ingles and stuff. Chris Ingles. So, obviously, for the Olympics and some of the players is hilarious. You'll hate to go and look at them. But, yes. Yeah, Craig Riley's obviously a volunteer in there and seen Mr. Carlson today and Mr. Landeskog. Just a couple of wee names for the NHL there, eh?
He did. Well, he dropped names the other week when he said that he's seen the Canadians. Well, actually, I'm telling you, Lee, he never dropped names. He dropped jersey numbers. Exactly. You know how bad I am. We fucking guess who's and stuff like that. He says always beside 10 and somebody else and 44. The only two that I got was 63 and 87. That was the only two I got, which was Marchand and Crosby. The rest, couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting on the photo of him with Crosby. So I didn't think he's there.
Nah.
Riley, that.
Nah, I think he's there. To be fair, I've just seen the pictures of Carlson and that. I've never seen any pictures of Riley. So
exactly.
I think it could be Carly, because Carly's volunteering. So
yes.
I think it's her, but anyway, speaking of Italians and legends. It is the Don McKayley competition time. Now, senior, we've got a fucking wheel again.
Oh, we've got a wheel again. Love a wheel.
Wheel again. So it was guest score last week. It was a 5-2 victory for the Stars, which we will come on to in our game reviews. Four names on the wheel. Lee Maloney, again, 2 weeks in a row. Sarah Ann, seen her name again. She even walked passes at the rink on Sunday in the room, said that she'd put 5-2. Andy McCartney, think there's a wee bit of a fix with Andy McCartney, though, because he gets to see the script before the game, seemingly. So, yeah, bit dodgy dealings there.
But he watched the highlights first.
That's what it is. And Alan McDonald, Alan back on the wheel again. I'm sure he might be on it last week, but certainly he was on it the week before as well. But yeah, four names. So we'll shuffle the wheel. And a big shout out, senior, to last week's winner for returning as a Brownie girl this weekend.
Yeah.
It was good to see.
They made amends. They made amends.
So the winner is Sarah Ann. So Sarah, I will be in touch with you on Facebook because I've got you on Facebook. So I'll be in touch with you and we'll get that organised to collect at the next home game. Senior.
Yes.
Let's throw it another voucher. What are you doing for me this week?
Junior, you know what? I'm going big this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going big. And I'm including all teams in the Elite League this weekend, not just the Stars. So, what I want people to guess is, for the games, the Elite League games, on Saturday the 21st and the 22nd of February, what will the total number of goals be?
Wow, you really are going out here.
Oh, tell me, I'm throwing it out there this weekend. So not just the Stars this weekend, we're in there. Right? Every team's in it. The 10 of them. So the total number of goals across the league games played on the 21st and 22nd of February. Now, I'm keeping on saying the 21st and 22nd because there is one game on Friday night that is not included. It's just the games on Saturday and Sunday.
And nor are the games on Wednesday because I'll not be able to count that much.
Nah.
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Too much. Nah. Too much counting. So we're going Sunday.
Calculators will hate me.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday only.
That's what it is. Goals, cross the league,
brilliant.
Saturday, Sunday.
Brilliant. Well, come on, senior.
Go on then.
I was speaking to Don McKayley at the weekend. When I say Don McKayley, in general, not the actual person. Don McKayley's not a person. It's not really the godfather giving it the whole...
Maybe he is.
can make you an offer you can't refuse. But I am going to make you an offer you can't refuse. So, our pal, Gary Monroe...
Rephrase that.
Oh, sorry. Your pal, Gary Monroe...
good in.
our pal Gary Monroe. He sits right behind the Stars bench in section C in row A. I'm not giving you seat number because you hate to try and find them. It's like again, I'm finding Nemo or where's Wally? It's finding Gary.
Now you'll see him because he's the guy that sits with his big long legs on top of the barrier where he says 28 shoes on.
and listen, for that comment, it's going to be a says 28 shoot up your ass and that. But yeah, Gary, obviously part of Don McKayley, he is going to have a load of vouchers on him at the game on Saturday. So it's going to be various different types of money off, £5, £10, £20, whatever. You've just to go up to Gary and take an envelope, basically, and you get what you get. So another wee amazing gesture from Don McKayley to hand these out.
We should get people to say something to Gary.
Okay.
Like, get them to go up and say, Don McKayley, a view from Section C.
Well, there you go. Senior has made an executive decision there. Don't speak it to me. Don't speak it to Don McKayley. Senior's made the call. You have to go up to Gary and say, Don McKayley, a view from Section C. Okay.
That's it. Gary will
have a load of vouchers there, and you pick and choose which one you're going to win to get some money off at our absolutely fantastic sponsor, Don McKayley. So you've got a chance to win your £50 voucher by guessing the total number of goals over the weekend on the 21st and the 22nd, and then also got a chance just to get yourself some money off by going up and seeing Gary at his seat. And picking an envelope in potluck. So may the odds be forever in your favour. And seniors, whilst we say that, they will need to be in some people's favour, because if it's finding Gary or where's Gary, like where's Wally, some people might struggle to find folk. I think Billy Finley's still trying to find their padlocks.
Yes, he was last seen wandering round the Drumgeith football pitches. And that was only last week. Yeah. Somebody told them they were on the gates of St Saviour's High School. He's been knocked down for years. But he's still looking.
Oh dear. So we'll quickly come into Axis Property sponsored Rockets Talk. So, senior, there was no games at the weekend for the Rockets. They had a nice Valentine's weekend off. They are, however, away to Whitley on Sunday. So, a massively tough challenge for them. Hopefully, a full team going down there. Whitley back above the Rockets in the standings by a point, but having played two more games. But Edinburgh have now played their game in hand and also played an extra game. So they are 6 points ahead of the Rockets now, having played a game extra, and they're 5 points ahead of Whitley with a game in hand on them as well. Tough one now, senior.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I think the league's done now. Even if the Rockets win that game in hand, that'll take them to 41, 4 points behind. They've got one game against one another. Let's say the Rockets win that, it's 2 points behind. Then you've got to hope that somebody else is going to beat the Caps. And
remember, honest,
I kind of see it, Junior.
I said it to you before, though. They've got to play Paisley away, Whitley away, Rockets away to finish the season.
Yeah, I honestly can't see it. I must
admit, that Whitley game's the biggest one.
Yeah, but all along though, right, all along throughout this, the Rockets have to win every game. And that's, listen, they're more than capable of doing it, right, let's be honest, right? All they need to do is really just get on a run and go. It'll be difficult for them to win the league this year. I must admit, the guys will still have belief that they can do it. I think they've got the talent and the players to do it. They've got the coach that will get them there. I just think because Edinburgh have got the points on the board now, I kind of see them dropping very more points, honestly.
Yeah.
This, you know what, this game, could either put the Rockets right out of it or potentially could put Whitley out of it because they'll have played the most games.
Yeah.
So it's a big, big game for Bethel.
Yeah, indeed. You are a wee prediction there?
I think it'll be close. I think the Rockets will win 3-2.
3-2 Rockets. I've went 4-3 in overtime.
Sniper. Sniper to get the winner.
Sniper for the winner. We'll love to hear. Let's have a look at MB Valeting Services sponsor Two-Way Watch. Speaking of MB Valeting Services, they will be providing some services for me tomorrow, shall we say. So I'll be able to show you how good his handiwork is, senior, once he's been at my work doing the Mobile Valley for us. But yes, Jaden, obviously two games at the weekend in our two-way watch, obviously no games for Rio. Home loss on Saturday against the Paisley Pirates. Jaden had a goal and assist, man of the match. Great again. But then an away loss for Aberdeen on Sunday at the Kestrels by 5-0. When we seen them in the car park getting on their bus at the back of the rink.
Yes.
But yeah, no points for Jaden there, but 2 points on the Saturday in a man of the match performance. Senior, look at his stats though. 25 games played and 14 goals, 12 assists. 26.
It's no shabby, is it? It's
points.
It's a really good return. And what is probably his first really full season.
Yeah.
Of consistent ice time at that level. And you know what? Aberdeen was maybe, and the way it is now, it looks like it'd been the right move for him. Mm-hmm. When he's putting up the kind of numbers there. I was just a bit disappointed. There might have been someone behind it. Rockets didn't have any games, and Rio was no place to be seen for the Stars.
Yeah,
which is quite disappointing. Yeah. Now there might be a valid reason behind that.
Yeah,
but he's a young brat that, yeah, I think should be getting ice time, but. You know what? What I've always said, they take Jaden and they didn't give him any ice time. What is the point? So maybe Mark had says, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to take you because you're not going to get... I listen to the guys and the guys are right.
Mark listened to the podcast and went, okay, they've got a point this time. I would have loved to have seen Rio up at the weekend for one, if not both games.
I'd have certainly hoped that he'd been brought in for the 5 game.
So 24 points, 26 points in 25 games for Jaden so far. Senior, let's kick off our 51 club sponsored game review and Stars hockey with our away game to the Chaventry Blaze on Saturday night on Valentine's Day. So Alessio Luciani puts Blaze 1-0 up after 9 minutes and 11 seconds. Cameron Kiley tied the game at 15:32 on the power play, assisted by Schoonbert and Dow. Then there was a wee bit of a runaway just after Spencer Nass had put the Stars 2-1 up at 24:25, assisted by new signing Johnny Curran. And who knew that's all we needed this season? Grayson Constable, 28-21. William Boyson at 28-59. And then Adam Robbins with his first at 37-29 on the power play, giving Blaze a 4-2 lead going into the third period. Robbins got his second at 49-05. And then Kim Talberg on the power play at 52-38. Giving Coventry a 6-2 win.
Yeah. You know what? I listened to Mark's interview and I also had my own opinion of that interview, right? And I also seen a couple of posts from people who were there. And probably up until 28-something, the Stars had seemingly played quite well. And we were 2-1 up, and within 38 fucking seconds, we're 3-2 down.
Yep.
And then, right at the end of the period, suddenly 4-2. And from there, you're chasing your tail. I'm surprised Mark's not as bald as me, I'll tell you, because he must be pulling his fucking hair out. The number of games this happens now. I listened to the interview. I understand it, right? Because see when coaches and even players, right, but mainly coaches and managers and that, see when they get interviewed after games, right, emotions are still running high. And I believe there's things that were said should have been kept in the dressing room, right? I get it. He called players out. He didn't name them, but he'd done it again. And it's not the fact that he called them out, because he's called them out before, but it was the fact that he used the words, if you don't want to be here, just go home. You will not hurt my feelings. And that's probably the strongest it's ever been.
Yeah.
We Mark, you know. It's no like him, but he must just be, he's probably just had enough of this now. That, you know, we're at 2-1, we had a chance, we miss it. It's then 2-2 and everything. Less than a minute, less than 40 seconds, it's 3-2. And he's probably the same as everybody else. What on earth has just happened here? What on earth has just happened? And again, he said to call a timeout. I'd love to get a start on how many timeouts Mark Lefebvre's called this season. Because it must be ridiculous. He must have called the most timeouts in the league this year. Must have.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we joked, though. He needs a fucking timeout every period.
That's right. That's what it feels like, yeah. That's what it feels like. It was always going to be tough, right? Coventry are on a good run. Right? They've been winning a lot more games than what they've been losing. They said that last week, but it's so frustrating. But I think a positive from it was we had a new signing plan in Johnny Kern, and he seems to have sort of lit a wee fire under the arse of Spencer Nass and Cam Kiley, because they three seem to hit it, even in Coventry, but also certainly hit it in the next game, which was against Fife.
Yeah.
And as you say, who knew? That's all we needed was Johnny Kern.
Yeah. We'll come into it for the Sunday, because there was a lot of comments about him signing and it being a bit of a waste of time, and he's not going to be a player or anything. Certainly, can't speak about Saturday because I couldn't get the stream to work. But certainly Sunday showed his class and his experience in that game against the Flyers. But
and you know what? Did you listen to Curran's interview?
Nah, I can't believe it.
After the five, right? So I listened to Mark. Mark was after that season.
Yeah,
and they just couldn't get it. They couldn't get it done, which was fine, you know. And in hindsight, you can look at it and say, well, would he have been as fit? Because I'll tell you, Johnny Kern will be wanting to prove that he's come back for knee surgery now. Mm-hmm. He had a few games with Nottingham. Johnny Kern will be like a new player for a team. Right?
Yeah.
This is Johnny Kern's now starting his season. You know? And he'll be wanting to showcase his cell now between now and the end of the season. Will it get us to the playoffs? Yeah, probably not. But it might give him more wins and losses. And as I say, I thought him and Nass linked very well. But Cam Kiley, I thought, really played very well with the two of them.
So, senior prediction though was 5-1 for yourself for the Blaze. And I went 5-2 for the Blaze. So we're not too far off that one.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, come back up the road. Decent, long enough journey on the Saturday night, coming to Sunday morning, home to the Flyers on after their win at home to Guildford night before, after being 3-1 down going into the third period, winning 4-3. And then this happened. Cameron Kiely with the opening goal of the game again, assisted by Johnny Kern at 13:36. Spencer Nass got his first of the night, assisted by Kiely and Dow at 18:51 on the power play, end of the first period. Spencer Nass got his second on the power play, assisted by Skunberg at 30:56. Otto Nieminen made it four, assisted by Bean on the power play at 38:09. Andrew McLean pulled one back for the Flyers at 47:27. Ben Almquist then made it five, assisted by D'Souza and Ingalls at 51:23. And then Justin Ducharme at 57:12 on the power play with a consolation goal to round off the scoring and a 5-2 victory for our Dundee Stars. Now, senior, seven goals.
Yep.
A good performance.
Yep.
It was a Valentine's game, so we'll talk about what was the love that was in the air and all that fucking fighting.
Outstanding.
Let's start with it. Outstanding.
Where has this been? I know. Wow. You know what? We won 5-2, right? And I was absolutely fucking delighted we won 5-2. But it should have been a lot more.
Yeah, we fucking dominated.
We had so many chances. They're lucky it finished at 5-2. Because it could have been an absolute annihilation. We dominated from start to finish. We come out absolutely flying. And as I say, those three players, Nass, Kern, Kiely, absolutely destroyed them first period. They could not cope with the two of them, the three of them, to go two goals up. They couldn't cope. And they were lucky it was only 2-0 at the end of the first. But the fighting, outstanding. Yeah, tweet was it.
What a hit, by the way.
My pal Jordan Fife, he will listen in because the Day the Rain podcast, he's complaining, it's no good hit. Shut up, it's a fucking great hit.
It's a great hit. Get your head up.
Yeah. You know what? Toby Craig even liked my tweet. That's how fucking bad it was, because I think it was either Jordan or Gillian was complaining about the referees. As usual. Must have been Dan Summer, right? Because I can't even mind a shouting at the referees. Craig liked it. Can't even remember a shouting at the referees.
I think I shouted once at Ferguson when it was fucking the angry wee man cross-checked Skunberg in the puss in front of Owen. That was the only time I shouted, because Ferguson was right at him. And I was like, what are you doing? You've absolutely shat yourself on calling it. But...
Let's start with the first thing then, right? So it starts with a bit of roughing in that, does it? Because it's Hunt the first thing to get kicked out.
So Hunt got kicked out for his major penalty. Yes. Yeah.
Now, I hadn't seen it. Nairn sent it to us, watched it, thought, what you fucker? And that's a bit naughty.
I said it.
And what is outstanding is, what is the first person in there? Craig Moore.
And we Zach Taylor.
But then also Lucic. But you know what? You're right. You asked the question, where has it been all season? This is not the first time Craig's done this. Right?
No, I know.
And it's one of those things where he's thinking, I might get my head kicked in here, but I'm no caring. I'm going in and I'll hit first. At least I'll get a hat in. And I think he got 2 minutes for cross-checking.
Yep. Which was the right call.
Yeah, because he's went and he's cross-checked him. But then Lucic has got the 2 minutes for roughing. And then I think the first fight is obviously Ingalls hit and Jameson going after Ingalls.
Well, We hate to go back, though. We hate to go back to this part about Hunt.
Okay.
So that, but that whole bit, right? So Lucic, I don't know how he only gets away with the two, because, and obviously, and I don't know how Hunt does they get anything extra either, because he's standing punching Moorsy in the back of the head as Lucic is trying to give him uppercuts. Taylor obviously grabs him, but then the funniest thing, now he's had a lot of stick over the last few weeks, maybe even the last few months.
You're right, I get what you're about to say.
And listen, he wasn't going to fight. He's no fighter at all. He's no a big hitter. But for Griffin Luce to stand there with twa boys just to be like, well, listen, I'll just stand back here, you know. But fucking Tika Masala was punching him and then just grabs his visor and starts shatting his cage about. Now, that's seemingly a penalty, a new penalty nowadays of if you try to grab somebody's helmet to force it off. So I thought there should be a penalty there. But for what they got, a couple of minutes each in a 5-plus game, live with it.
Yeah.
But loose to
he's just standing.
Yeah.
He's standing with his arms out. We won. Yeah. We a flyer in one hand.
Yeah. And then I
think,
obviously,
I'll tell you, I think if he had to drop him, I actually thought he was going to drop them.
Yeah.
Because I sort of seen it. I'm thinking, I'm going to hate to go, and if I'm going, I need to go first. But then it didn't really, nothing really happened. So it just sort of went by the by, didn't it?
And then obviously Inge's hit,
just
at the blue line. Keaton Jameson, then rightfully 2+10 for instigating.
Yeah, somebody said that, you know, that's what we've missed this season, right? But you know what? I didn't mind all this rough stuff at games, right, and fights and stuff like that, right? But see when boys are going looking for fights after a clean hit, come on. What will end up happening is you're not going to hit people because you're thinking, fuck, I'm going to get battered here.
I slightly disagree with you. I agree to an extent. You know, it's a clean hit. Why you go after him, but it's a big hit, and Somoza is one of their top players. So I get someone going after somebody for a big hit of one of your star players. Like, if that was a hit on Spencer Nass, I'm expecting somebody to go and kick somebody's head in for it.
Yeah,
regardless if it's clean or not.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's no right, because what will end up happening is boys are just getting clean hits. And then boys are going after boys for clean hits. Yeah. And then you look at what happened to Jameson. He got 2+5+10+game.
So his game misconduct was for unsportsmanlike conduct. Which is a bit bizarre. I don't know why he's received that. It's obviously a 5+ game for fighting. And I don't know if it's because of what happened with Scott Roger, the lino, no the fan. Chris and Jameson obviously paired off. Chris got a couple of good in at the start. Jameson got a couple in. And then they go down. And the lino jumps in. But then Jameson comes back up and keeps the fight going. And obviously Scott Roger can't. He's trying to get back up off his fucking ass. So I don't know if it's that, if it was the continuation of the fight.
Continuation after a fight stopped. See?
And I think that's all it could be.
And at that point, that's why he gets a fucking belt right on Chris's nose.
Aye. Yeah.
You know? But I think what pissed him off was when Chris went to hit Somoza, Chris shouted fucking Fleet Rule on the way past. I think that's what annoyed him. You get that one. And then
we come into Tika Masala being a fanny of the dwarf.
Ken, what I mean? Like, I don't mind the guy Masala as a player, right? I think he's a decent enough D man. But he wants to be a tough guy. And he wants to be seen to be fighting a lot, right? But he's probably fighting guys who, and I know that D'Souza said a couple of fights, right? But he's no a heavyweight fighter.
No,
right?
He's not a fighter.
Right? He fights if he's got to fight, right? Yeah. But he's no a fighter. And you've probably seen him thinking as if to go, what the fuck are you talking about? What you want to drop the gloves for? There's minutes to go. Shut up. Oh, you've dropped him. Okay, then I'll need to go.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was the fact he dropped him and punched him in the purse. I mean, and it's fuck, and right? It's, okay, then.
It's sort of like, why are you doing that? Is that because you've got Hunt and Lucha? You're trying to be a hard man. Look what I could do. No, just play the game, right? As I say, I didn't mind myself as a player. I think he's probably one of Fife's better D-men because they're D's brutal at times. But yeah, I would probably think myself probably got the better of D'Souza in that one. It's a nothing fight, eh?
Yeah.
And then up step the big boys. Yeah.
Fucking Big Morton. Now, listen,
Junior, I didn't think he was going to go. I'm saying to myself, didn't go. Just gracefully skate away from it.
Now, I said to Shannon in the car on the way home, and then I watched the highlights back this morning. I understand Lucic being a bit miffed with Morton Jurgens. There's 15 seconds on at that point, probably about 25 seconds left in the game. And Morton just has a wee skate up and then a wee bump into him in the board. Now, Lucic, the puck's just been dumped in our zone or getting cleared out of our zone at that point. There's probably no need for Jurgens to hear a wee dig here. But he does because it's Fife and it's fucking Milan Lucic. Then Lucic has a wee swing at him, wee stick. Then has another in that nearly hits him in the fucking head.
Yeah.
And then Lucic is fucking saying, right, we're going, we're going, we're going. And then Morton's like, you want to go? Yeah, I want to go. Lucic goes off, okay. Morton goes off. And I'll tell you, Milan Lucic doesn't get much in terms of hits to the face. There's a lot of body shots in there. And that in itself, you could tell when Jurgens is getting up off the ice, he's just getting his breath back up. Holy fucker, that was a siren. But the thing with Lucic is, like, it didn't even actually look like he was that good a fighter. It was just, he was just trying to throw heavy hits, and that was it. There was
I think it's his whole physique. He's a big man, right? And he's a lot bigger than Jurgens. And I think he's when they're in close together and they're grappling, I think it Lucic makes it look easy because Jurgens is struggling, you know. But I agree with you. And then I think at the game it looked like Morton's got a couple of punches in. It looked like Lucic's got some mere punches in, and then the grapple to the ice. And then the big nose prick decides, I'm going to punch Jurgens when he's on the ice.
Yep, again.
And what's so funny about that, right, is you've got people in North America, Canada, all complaining about it, saying that Lucic is still a piece of shit because he punches boys when they're on the deck and, oh, must have thought he was hitting his wife and all this. So he's not a very well-liked fucking person.
No, he's an absolute waste of fucking money.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Morton Jurgens, I salute you.
Oh, fucking Big Morton. Listen, the one thing I will say, though, is the reason that the fight ends is purely that Lucic doesn't have his fight strap on. That's the reason I honestly think Jurgens goes down, because he goes to pull him, and the jersey comes out, and he goes with it. And it's like, oh, fuck, right, okay, the fight's out. Bang, on the deck as well. Prick. Fucking Big Morton Jurgens, what a fucking hero!
And you know
what a hero!
And you seen what his teammates thought about it, because he got man of the match, right? And you know what? I must admit, I thought he played very well on Sunday. I don't think it was a man of the match performance, but he'd have been up there. But when they bring him and D'Souza back out, you could see the players, they were our because they were impressed that he done it.
Yep.
I'm going to be absolutely. Fucking Luchas. I'm not backing down.
Yeah.
And absolutely. You know what? Nobody would have said anything against him if he did say no and just skated towards the bench.
Yeah.
But I thought, fuck it. In for a penny, in for a pound, eh?
Senior, we are of the team stripes on this show. And I saw a lot of people complaining about the penalty minutes of 80 to 21. And listen, all I'm going to say is you've had three fighting majors in there, a boy that's got an instigator, and rightfully so an instigator, with it. And again, we don't know about the game misconduct. But then also your ever reliable fucking captain to get kicked out of game again. And probably, no doubt, be a suspension for a repeat offender. Yep. Because he is an absolute... Listen, I'm going to say it. Daisy, cover your ears. Bairns, cover your ears.
He's a fucking... Just say it rhymes.
Nah, he's a just fucking say it cunt. Right? He is. He's an absolute cunt.
Hold on a minute. Hello, is that you? Is that YouTube? Hello?
He is a fucking arsehole. And honestly, what did you love to see somebody fucking leather him? Oh, leather him.
What did you say the penalty minutes were?
80 to 21.
Right. So take the only dodgy one in there is Jameson's 20 minutes. So take 20 off of that, right? 60. So you're down to 60.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was nothing in amongst that was a bit debatable or
and even then again, that 60, you look at it, you take away your 15 minute for fighting majors, and it's just your stupid captain with his 25 minute penalty. Yeah.
I know, just an idiot, just an absolute
even the physio,
idiot.
Even the physio counts as a liability, but we'll not get into that. But, a lot of performance, senior. I also have to give a big shout out, and you're going to hate to give him a wee shout out as well. But my fucking boy, Jarrett Fisk.
Oh.
Great performance again.
Yeah.
But also, he's got his wee haircut as well. We did have a wee laugh in the war, what we have about it. Yeah. And then he gave you the middle finger for wearing your Pittsburgh hat.
Okay. Yeah. Still no speaking to him now. Yeah. He was in the good books. He was in the good books right to the end of the game. And he's back out the good books again. So, Mr. Fisk, if you're listening,
he's in my good books. Me and him gave it a wee fist bump to each other after it. Great performance from him as well.
I did. I thought it was a good team performance. You know, it seemed to be that all the mistakes that were getting made, weren't they getting made? We had a fast start. We didn't let them get into the game. We never let them get settled. We were jumping on them. And I know their coach was saying, oh, we're short-benched. And guess what? It's your own fucking fault you're short-benched.
You've got no money.
The boy Carlson's no injured. You just can't be fucking sticks for him. He's no injured.
Yeah. I forgot he was in the plane.
Yeah. I think the only one that was injured is the guy, is it Finoro? Is that his name?
Aye, Kiwa back him.
Yes. Carlson, posted missing. Where is he? All the rumours are they can't get him sticks. They wanted to go to Bluesy's shop and get him sticks. They went, no, we've got to get them for Warrior Direct. No paid for him. Any of the sponsors had said that he'd got a stick from him and offered no. So fuck knows what's going on. It's a shit show across here again. But it's a shit show. You don't want to see it because you need them in the league. We do. We need them in the league. It's Dundee Stars, we need them in the league. Right. Two teams on Sunday, 9th and 10th in the league, over 2,000 people at the game.
And
they probably need us.
Listen, I said at the time, you also said at the time, you go and sign boys like Lucic and David Booth, and that's what's going to happen to your club. You're not going to have the money. If the rumours are true that Lucic is on 20 grand a week to play fucking elite league hockey, to get his arse handed to him for the biggest stony and shagger.
And it's kind of
waste of fucking
it's
money.
It's no that. He doesn't need, Lucas doesn't need the money.
Nah.
Let's be honest. He doesn't need it. So he's here just out of pleasure.
Might not be true. Might not be true, but that's the rumour going around Fife just now. It's 20 grand a week.
Whether it's 20 grand a week or whether it's fucking 10 grand a week, right? He will not be cheap.
No.
Booth wasn't cheap. Winquist isn't cheap. And he's not playing either. So he is injured. Right. They're struggling, eh? And it's not good to see. Everybody will laugh and joke about it. Well, I hope they go down the tubes. No, you don't. You need Fife in the league. Because if Fife go out the league, there's a chance that we might follow them. That is the worry.
But yeah. Obviously, what is that game as well? We're not going to touch on it too much because I'm glad he's gone now. Quinn Ryan, last game with the club, was obviously on Sunday night as well. I did see a couple of people post saying that they thought he was brilliant on Sunday night and it's his best game he's ever had for a while. Don't really know how we can say that when he'll had 4 minutes and 5 seconds ice time.
That was maybe the best 4 minutes, 5 seconds he had.
Bye-bye. Say he'll be him on a plane with fucking David Booth. Anyway, senior man of the match for you.
It's a tough one, Junior. It's a tough one. It's got to be one of the, as much as I want to get to Big Morton, but I'm not doing it. It's got to be one of the top line. I'm going to go Spencer.
Spencer and Ass.
Yeah, just because he had the 2 points. I know Kylie was one. I know Kylie had 1+1, but and I thought Curran really complimented him, as I've said, but I'll get to Spencer.
Believe it or not, it's the first man of action Spencer Nass this season.
Yeah.
I was wanting to go with Johnny Curran. He is the love of my life, Johnny Curran. We'll no finish that song. Out loud again. I'm gonna go with Cameron Kylie again. I thought Kylie was outstanding again. This is the Cameron Kylie for the start of the season. We saw, we were happy with, and then a bit of a downturn in form, up and down the lines. It seems to be that Cam's really settled now this season, and he's consistently producing points. Cam Kylie for me. Senior, you had us getting bit on Sunday by 4-2.
Yeah, reverse psychology, Junior, it worked.
Yeah, I had those 4-2 winners. Yes. Senior, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
So the good, obviously, comes out the Fife game. It's always good to beat Fife. What I will say, though, is would it have happened without Johnny Curran playing? I'm not 100% sure. So I'm going to say it was the good that was the Johnny Curran effect against his old team, which made it even fucking funnier. The bad, I think, is Hunt's hit on Garrigan. He targeted the head, went for the head, and got the head. So, yeah, that's the bad.
The head.
Toe was at you, head. And the ugly, right, and let me finish this. The ugly was Quinn Ryan being released so quickly after he was signed. So whoever thought that guy was good enough to play for the Dundee Stars, that's ugly, because Quinn Ryan, I'm sorry. Then again, the guy, he might be a really likeable man. I don't know. Never said hello to the boy in my life. And I don't think I'll ever say hello to him again in my life. What to do, what we just didn't get it. And I always wonder who done the due diligence on him. Zach Taylor came in at the same time. Taylor, great player. I really like Taylor. I said it to you on Sunday. He just reads the game perfectly. For a small D-man, he does it really, really well. But for Quinn Ryan, that was a strange signing to start with. because I think he'd only played minimal games, and then it seemed like he was coaching, something like that. And then I think he started fucking on top line, and he was right down the lines, and he was back up again. And then his ice time was down to 2 minutes in Coventry or something, or 4 minutes on Sunday. And you begin to wonder, somebody's got that one badly wrong, so that's not ugly.
Okay. Here is the league standings then. Fife still bottom, 20 points through 40 games. Stars in ninth, 3 games in hand on Fife at 23 points. Glasgow on 39 points, Guildford on 40, Coventry on 42. No change there. Really, Manchester in fifth on 46, no change for them. And then it's all tight at the top again. Nottingham, 54 points in 38 games. Sheffield, 55 through 39. Cardiff, 56 through 39. And Belfast, 60 through 38.
Yeah, the league's now split in three again, is it?
Yeah.
You've got the top four, and then you've got 5, 6, 7, and 8. And what's in 5?
Indeed. So let's move on to the Liam Mean Tattoo sponsored game previews. We have 3 games this week, senior. We are away to the Guildford Flames tomorrow night, Wednesday, the 18th, 7:30 p.m. face off. We've then got the Coventry Blaze at home on Saturday, the 21st, with a 7 p.m. face off, and then away to the Belfast Giants on Sunday, the 22nd. With a 4 p.m. face-off. Senior, looking at Guildford, they've been a bit up and down still all season. But Cole Lilley, top goal scorer and top point scorer, 17 goals and 39 points in 37 games. Jack Jackham, 26 points in 37 games. And then Matthew Gosling on a rich bit of form, actually, 6 points in his last 5 games. How do you see this one going?
I don't see it going, Junior. See, for a midweek game, that has got to be the worst midweek game you can get as Guildford away, honestly. Yeah. I don't think they'll be travelling down tonight as we record on Tuesday. I think they'll be on the bus majority of Wednesday, and then they'll be straight back up the road again to get ready for Saturday. I think it'll be very... It's difficult enough going down there at the weekend without going down there on a Wednesday night. So I really honestly can't see any but a Flames win, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm seeing...
And as you say, Uli's hit a rich vein of form again. I think that he no scored about a 7-minute hat-trick in Fife or something. Yeah. Something like that. Ridiculous. Yeah. That was just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I watch him play, like even when he was at Cardiff, I'm thinking, he's not done much. Mm-hmm. He's not done much. And he hasn't done much against us. And then all of a sudden, you see him in other games and he's racking up points left, right, and centre. Eh? Even at Glasgow, he wasn't a rock star at Glasgow.
I think the same, to be honest with you. He just pops up. Same with Jack Jackham. You know, a couple of boys in that team that just all of a sudden randomly pop up with goals. I think it's going to be a tough game. We'll say Wednesday night. I'm going 5-1 Guildford.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So I'll go 6 then.
You can go 5. You can go 5 as well.
Okay, I was thinking 5-1. Yeah.
Coming home on Saturday, I won't be there. I've got my best friend's wedding on Saturday, which is probably going to be a lot more exciting than Stars Coventry, to be honest, because Coventry games are usually boring as fuck.
Is that you dropping a hint that Paul has to bring the drum?
If he can be bothered there. So, Coventry, listen, we reviewed them last week, but, you know, I'll call him out again. Matthew Gleeson, 3 assists in that last game against the Stars at the weekend. Robbins was 2+1. But I'm also going to call it Kim Talbot. Not a lot of points this season, but he fucking loves a point against Dundee.
And he's been playing defence. He played D against us up at, in Dundee. But he's still putting points up. This is games, and I keep saying it every time I play these teams. This is the teams we should be betting at him.
Yep.
We should be more than capable of winning these games. And I think we will. I think we're going to beat Coventry. I think we're going to beat Coventry 4-3.
Oh, I said 4-2. And then Giants on this Sunday away. So very difficult game considering you've got Guildford away during midweek. Back up the road, play Coventry, back on the road on Sunday. Jordan Kawaguchi, 17 goals in 38 games, their top goal scorer. Mike Lee is their top point scorer and top assists. Surprisingly, he's a demon. 30 assists and 39 points in 38 games. And their pal, senior JJ Paganich, he's on some form right now. 8 points in his last five games.
Yeah. It was only going to be a matter of time that we were saying Paganich, Conway, JJ and Goodwin weren't in much.
Yeah.
I'm probably thinking more of the fact that I wonder what Mark's going to do with the goalies. Right? So Quinn, I've been on social media a bit today, right? Quinn Ryan's away, obviously.
Yeah.
One, does that mean Bowden's is close to fitness? Right? But if he's not, then because of the games that we're about to go into, I think it might be the case that he's taken both imports with him. And Jaguar won't ice. Well, he'll not be the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's three hard games. Especially Coventry, then Belfast away. It would be interesting. But Belfast away, again, Junior, I just kind of see we're getting nothing there.
Me neither, to be honest. I went 4-1 Giants.
I was going to go 5-0.
Right. Oh, Giants.
Yeah.
Cruising goal on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Jarrett and goal on Saturday. And Cruz on Sunday. Depending on how Guildford goes. If we get a result in Guildford, it'll be Cruz, then Fisk.
Yeah. I think Cruz will start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Although, and it must be shit when you get to this, like, Jarrett played well on Sunday and he got the win, right? Now,
yeah.
I'm not saying this is our Cruiser's fault that they got bait in Coventry, right? However, Jarrett's got the win behind him.
Yeah.
So does he give Jarrett the Guildford again? And then decide on Saturday I'm definitely going with Cruiser at the home game. So Jarrett's definitely in tomorrow. Cruiser's definitely in on Saturday, and we'll see how both games go to decide what happens on the Sunday. I think it might be that, but
yeah.
Oh,
with Jarrett. I fucking love Jarrett.
I'd be happy bringing Bitham back. I really, really would. But that'll be the end of the season show when we decide why's coming back and why's not coming
back. Fisk and Jurgen's lifetime contracts.
Do what, fellas? It's fight night.
Junior versus Senior. The gloves are off.
So it's time for our Gloves Off sponsor, Junior versus Senior. And Senior, we are currently tied and I have the week in hand this week.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, I could have gave you a clue who it was going to be, but I wasn't, because one, you would have been able to go and check Ahan out, and two, you would have, and two, you would have put his photo up. That's all I'm going to say. Who could it be? That man right there.
It's James Phelan. Fucking yeah.
Those who are only listening in, it's James Phelan. Is the player for this week.
Oh, the fucking goat.
Right. Now we'll see how much Junior knows about James Phelan.
No, very much. I just thought he was a good looking laddie.
So, James Phelan.
Excuse me.
Played 52 games for the Stars.
Okay.
Did the big streaky Ian Parker play more or less than James Phelan?
You said 52.
Yeah, 52 for Phelan.
So big streaky. I'm just going to go straight in there and say that Big Streaky played less games.
That is correct.
Many games think he played?
30 odd.
51.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He came in the late as well.
Yeah. Ian Parker played 51 games.
James I Phelan answered only... that.
Yeah.
I answered that very confidently too.
Yeah. There was only one game of a difference.
Wow. Because he came in late.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he? Yeah, he did. He came in later, maybe a few weeks later, but okay. Carry on.
So your boy Phelan, in those 52 games, scored 7 goals.
Wow.
Did Matt White score more or less than 7 goals?
Hello.
Now, if Ashley was listening.
Hey, what phone is that? Ashley. Hi, Ashley. It's Laurie.
Off it. Fit.
Did Matt White score more or less?
Fit.
Okay, thanks for that. We're going to go that Matt White scored more goals than James Phelan.
Wait a minute, that's no fair. You're getting help for Ashley now. I'll tell you, Mum and Betty's going to be pissed herself, is she?
Oh, I couldn't pass up the chance for it.
So, have a wee guess. How many goals did Matt White score?
Matt White scored 12.
8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, I answered that quite confidently.
No, you never. You had to get help for Ashley.
So, okay.
Okay. So, James Phelan had 11 assists. Sorry.
Okay. Oh.
James Phelan. Fucking cock. So what player have I got had 11 assists? Fucking knob. Ah, fucking twat, man.
Okay, so James Phelan had how many assists?
I'm not telling you how many assists James Phelan had.
Okay.
So, now that you know, it's 11 assists. And that player was Brock McPherson. All right. Okay. Did James Phelan have more or less assists
than 11?
Than Brock McPherson with 11.
So, Brock had 11.
Yeah.
So, Brock was... I kind of want to go that Phelan had more, but... I'm going to go that Phelan had more.
Correct.
Phelan had 14.
Okay. His jersey number.
Correct. Yeah. So... Have you had them up?
Make sure you get Phelan.
I've got it. Right? Pay attention now. So Phelan had 7 plus 14 to give him 21 points. 21. How many points was he higher and lower? Igor Gungalski.
Oh, Igor Gungalski.
More or less than 21 points. He was fucking, he was tough as nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go that Igor had, try to think, Igor's year was brutal. Kevin Quick had had the points that year, pretty much. And I think Gungalski had more. I'm going to go Gungalski had more.
That is correct.
It's going to be something like fucking 22, is it?
27.
Oh, okay.
27. Yeah.
That's actually a lot more than what I thought he was going to have there.
Yeah, 27. Which, thinking back, when I looked at his start, I thought, God, I thought he had more than that.
Yeah.
Because, oh, you're right, Kevin Quick racked up a lot of points, but Gungalski seemed to be on the scoreboard a lot, but obviously he wasn't.
Yeah.
So, James Phelan, penalties in minutes.
He had a lot.
111.
Okay, didn't think it was that much.
Right. Sean Boutin.
Oh, fuck. Now, senior Kim, what? I fucking seen his last week when I was doing yours.
All right. And remember, Boutin was two seasons.
Yeah.
Because it had to 111. Add them together. 111 for Phelan.
Sean Boutin. Oh, okay.
If you get this one right, Junior, right, it'll make you the ultimate James Phelan fanboy.
No pressure. Pressure is on. I'm even worried about the Feb out of Feb. I'm worried about the James Phelan. I'm going to say Sean Boutin had less penalty minutes than James Phelan.
Correct.
The ultimate fanboy. Sean Boutin only had 84.
That's because he didn't do very much.
I must admit, I thought it would have been more than that.
Yeah,
I was late in putting this together because I forgot it was my turn to do it. And I had to drink. I thought, right, I'll just pick Phelan and I'll just try and get numbers in around about it. And I couldn't get anybody sort of around about that 100 mark that we've no done before, or it goes to somebody that's miles ahead and you're like, yeah, fuck it, of course he's got more barely minutes in Phelan again, but yeah, so the ultimate fanboy. There you go.
Thank you very much. I'll take that that title and crown with pride, unlike some of the boys that have left the league recently. Senior, listen, no to rub salt in the wound here, but that's three consecutive weeks I've went 5 for 5.
Sorry, I'm gay. Listen, Junior, right? See when you were a bear, right? I used to get into trouble for your mum for not letting you win at things.
Bollocks. Okay?
So I'm now letting you win at things.
Bollocks. The first part of your statement was correct. That second part, bollocks. So the score now shows with level on weeks.
And you got a help for Ashley.
Senior, 29. Junior, 34. 5-point lead.
That's not right.
Coming towards the end of the season.
People are not surprised at this.
Well, you were given
it been the other way around. People are being surprised. But, I didn't care it was Junior and the fans versus Senior this week on the phone to Ashley and I. I heard that.
Oh, dear. Well, that is our show this week.
That is our show this week. Bet that's what the ringtones are like, eh? Get when their phones ring.
We are away at the Guildford Flames tomorrow night. We are at home to Coventry on Saturday and then away to the Belfast Giants on Sunday. Saturday and Sunday is your competition this weekend. Total number of goals over the league, not just the Stars games. And also get yourself up to Section C, Row A, right behind the Stars team bench, and see Gary for some potential lucky winners on Don McKayley voucher giveaway night. Enjoy the rest of your week, senior. Behave yourself, and
I will do. It's no fun, and it's no the plan. I'll be there.
Yeah, senior. I'll see yous at the weekend. I'll not see yous at the weekend, but we'll both speak to yous next week. Don't you know, pump it up.